SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Mathematics Week to be observed March 5 to 10. It's time to go Roundabout JA.
It's a matter of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it, you think about your prospects. To be a physicist, teacher, biologist, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because...
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is spearheading activities for National Mathematics Week, March 5 to 10. Coordinator in the ministry, Dr. Tamika Benjamin, says math has long been a sore subject for students, not because of the difficulty, but because of the perception.
We recognize that one of the issues impacting student performance and how the subject is taught is the perceptions Jamaicans generally have of the subject. And so we've tried over the last 5 years as part of the public education and marketing campaign to have a week that's focused on changing the experiences students have.
The week will start off with a service on Sunday, March 5 at the Boulevard Baptist Church.
And we go into the 6th, where we will launch the week's activities officially at the Mono Visitors Lodge in an event which will also see us celebrating the 2017 Math Teacher of the Year. On the 7th of March, we're going to be having road shows, in essence. We're going to be in 3 schools. And then our main event for the week is the 5th staging of the National Mathematics Expo, which will be held on Thursday, the 9th of March, on the campuses of the University of the West Indies.
The team will visit Holy Trinity, B.B. Koch, and Hopewell High Schools during the tour. Dr. Benjamin adds that the Mathematics Expo at the UWE has grown significantly, with more than 8,000 persons attending last year's event, up from 2,000 when it was first held in 2013. Some 45 booth holders will be on hand to interact with the participants, including the Meteorological Service of Jamaica, Civil Aviation Authority, Port Authority of Jamaica, HeartTrust NTA, Insurance Association of Jamaica, Jamaica Defence Force, Shipping Association of Jamaica, and the Institute of Chartered Accountants. Goal 2, outcome number 5 of Vision 2030, centres on making our society safe, cohesive, and just. Visit vision2030.gov.jm and learn how you can play a role in making that happen. Wednesday, March 8 is International Women's Day, and leading up to the observance, we'll be highlighting the contribution of Jamaican women who have helped to shape the country we know today. Born in 1960 in the parish of Hanover, this trailblazing queen was an athlete who has won gold, silver, and bronze for her country. Known in some spaces as the Bronze Queen, she has represented Jamaica at several Olympic Games and international championships, winning 9 Olympic medals in 7 appearances. She still runs competitively at age 56 and has a school named in her honor. Name this trailblazer when we return.
Planning to install solar panels? Don't buy just any solar equipment. Get the best quality. Equipment should be certified by international certification companies such as UL or TUV. Visit UL.com or TUV.com to see trusted brands. Contact the Bureau of Standards Jamaica to ensure your solar equipment is approved for local use. Ask your supplier for proof your panels meet international requirements and ask about after-sales services, warranties, maintenance, and repairs. It's a major investment, so ensure you get the best. Message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Today's trailblazer is Merlene Otte. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.